Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Had a night out with Lorraine Kelly last night.
How did that go?
It was very good, thank you. What do you want to know?
Where did you go?
We went to a place in London, which is a bar.
Specific, nice.
No, because Lorraine goes there a lot, and I don't want, you know...
Okay, you don't want to out her.
No, I don't.
Okay, what did you have, please?
I had some sparkling water, which cost a lot, and Lorraine had one glass of champagne, which cost even more. But we did see Nick from The Apprentice. Amazing.
You didn't go for... I thought you were going for dinner.
No, I did as well, but then she sloped off. I felt a bit...
was she using you to fill time before another date?
I think so, a little bit.
She was, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she's
I'm
in London.
I felt like a stopgap, you know?
Come in a bit early.
She was doing that whole, oh, I've got to get up early, I've got to get up at 5 o'clock. But, Lorraine, you could have stayed past 8. Anyway.
I can't believe that. By the time you got there, it would have been 7:30, so you only had like half an hour.
Yeah, we had half an hour, but it was great. And then, obviously, she went off to her other function, which she didn't tell me about. Anyway, today, the posh Radio 4 lady is here. With some Dear Scott. And we also have another round of the home and away game. Cringe. Chris and I have been out today. It's all right, wasn't it?
Very good.
Find out if we managed to get people singing along to the brilliant Australian theme tune. Podcast. Becky's here.
Salut, ça va?
Oui, ça va. And Chris is here.
Hello.
My friend Chris, hi. Got any foreign language?
Guten Tag.
Excellent, good, very good.
No, you can't say that.
Why?
Rude.
Wouldn't have said that before 9.
What?
It's not my fault, though, you said it.
And the...
Look on his face. He's really not sure, is he?
He's really scared of me. He said something really bad now, and all he said was Guten Tag. And the Posh Radio 4 lady is here with your emails on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott. I decided, after hearing you talk about the film Hot Tub Time Machine, that I really wanted to see it. So I suggested it for family movie time.
Oh, no.
Really, no. It was very awkward. I didn't realise they were all going to get naked and start having it off. It ended with my dad going, turn it off, turn it off. So that's the last time I'm allowed to pick a film for family movie time. I thought it was very funny, though. Especially when that guy was like, get out of the way, stool. I nearly died of laughter. Loving the show, laughing smiley. Zoe in Plymouth. XXXX.
Safe. Zoe, there's a thing on the film where it comes up at the beginning and it says 15, and that might be a clue as to why you should never watch something like that with your parents. Just a clue there.
I can't watch anything with my parents. Anything.
What do you mean, anything?
Anything past 6 o'clock. If there's a risk of...
What, like Eggheads?
Well, not Eggheads. I mean, like...
The One Show?
I struggle with Coronation Street, EastEnders.
What?
They're quite easygoing people, but I don't like it.
You don't want to put yourself in that position in case there's a racy bit, do you?
Exactly. Oh, God, there's nothing worse, especially when my dad starts trying to talk over it. As if it's not happening.
Oh, yeah. My mum does that as well. She just tries to make polite conversation until the bit is off. I'll tell you the worst one for this at the moment. The Tudors.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, well, you'd think that it would be safe viewing. For, you know, family viewing. You think, oh, the Tudors, it'll be a period drama. Oh, my God. They're having it off all the time.
I properly love Henry VIII now.
Is it high risk?
You don't even want to go near the Tudors with
your
mum.
You'd love it, Chris.
What?
But not
like
with
it?
Your parents.
Right.
In my house, it's like this. So, you've been busy lately, Scott? Trying to talk over it. That's probably the nicest meal we've had for some time.
What is it? What, whilst you're watching the...
What is that?
It's
that's
some really
a bit
dodgy...
like the Tudors.
No, it sounds like the tennis.
It does, no.
It does.
It does sound a bit like the tennis.
It does.
No, she's fine with the tennis.
Let. First service.
New balls, please.
That's why I got a TV put in my room, just because I can't deal with it anymore.
So you sneak off when you know it's a programme is not
that
suitable.
That looks even more dodgy.
I'm often watching the same as them, but I'm watching it well away.
Just off to my room to watch the Tudors.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That makes it look a whole lot worse.
Really?
Just front it, yeah.
And if I am in the living room when something comes on, I do walk out. I do make one of those feeble excuses.
Like what?
Oh, like the... no, I don't do
like
that.
Like what? I'm just getting off for a minute.
Like what?
Well, I'll say, like, anyone want a drink?
Right, let's reenact it. Oh. So, there you are. Your mum and your dad are watching TV?
Well, yeah, because usually it's stonewall silence because the TV's on.
Yeah. And then...
Right. Anyone for a drink? Right. But the thing is, I go if there's the slightest hint that something's going to happen to avoid being there when this kind of noises are going on.
All right, so even if maybe there's a bit of wine pouring going on the TV...
I stand up and leave.
I know what's coming. That's going to happen any second, I'm out.
It's high risk. I do a quick risk assessment. Well, they should really put it as like a warning on the TV listings, like a sort of graded risk.
Do not watch with your mum.
So I've got the Radio Times... Okay, what time do you think it's safe? What time do you sit down with your parents? Like 6:30?
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
oh, 7. Yeah. Okay, one show.
That's fine. Okay, yeah.
Culture
low
show?
Low risk.
Okay, bang goes the... Oh, hang on.
High risk.
Look and see what... No, that's the bang goes the winter weather special.
Okay, low risk.
Working girls?
No, definitely high risk.
A farmer's life for me?
Medium.
Al Murray giving it both barrels.
high to severe.
That's funny, I do. No way, that's funny. I love Al Murray. He's hilarious.
It's a bit like a weather warning. It's a bit like the shipping forecast.
Skins, you shouldn't watch.
Oh my God, no. Absolutely never. No.
Word.
That is in fact, I would say that's probably the single worst programme you could ever watch with your parents.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
The in-betweeners is actually more high risk, I would say, than watching Skins, thinking about it with your parents. That's a bad one. Also, someone's been on saying, is Time Team now considered high risk? I think it is in Chris's house, yes.
Jerry will be analysing this slag.
Yeah, definitely. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Laura.
All right, Laura, what's going on?
Well, I was just talking about the Tudors and how I refuse to watch it with any member of my family at all in my house.
You think it's going to be fine because it's the Tudors, and then, like, 2 minutes in, off they go, seriously.
No, and my mum doesn't stop talking about it either. So she watches it and she goes, oh, they got it on today, didn't
oh,
they?
Oh, God, no, Mum!
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
It's not good.
So is it always on in your house every week?
Well, yeah, but I have to watch it on my own and then, like, first, before anybody else watches it, so that at least I know what embarrassing thing they're going to watch after me.
See, I would even go as far as to write the times down when I know they're going to happen, so then you can make the excuse to leave the room. Like, 5 minutes, 23 in, off you go. Go and make a drink, come back when you know. Just some slightly weird thing, but I think that might work.
I was going to say, that's slightly odd.
I would do that, I think.
And last week, I was off school because I was ill, and so me and my mum were watching it together, and then I had to walk out. I couldn't watch it again.
Awful.
It wasn't good.
I would even go as far as to write the times down where the racy bits happen and then come back in and when I know they're finished going, did I miss anything?
Yeah, I should go to the toilet, like pretend I'm going to the loo and be like, oh, I was just going to go to the loo. Do you want me to pause it, Laura? No, it's fine. Just carry on and
then
I'll come back.
Honestly, it's so much better for you. Like, it's so embarrassing watching that. Okay. right, give me a high five.
Oh, hang on. I have to work out how to do this.
It would look even worse if you fast-forwarded it, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really bad. Hello? Still there?
I can't work out how to do it.
Press 5!
I can't. It's a touch phone and it doesn't come up.
Press keypad.
Oh, sorry. Hit keypad and then 5.
OK, hang on.
Good luck.
Yay!
Yes!
Love ya!
Love you!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
And now time for another Home and Away game.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever.
The idea of this is that me and my friend Chris go to start a sing-along somewhere of everyone's favourite song from Australia.
Is it, though?
I think so. Name another one. Neighbours.
Yeah.
Not as good.
Something by Kylie.
No,
not
no
as good.
No one's going to join in with that.
Not as good.
I think you might be right then.
Jason Donovan?
No.
Really not. No.
Delta Goodrum?
Delta Goodrum? no, still not as good. Nearly, but not as good. So, it's the home and away theme. What we do is we go on various things, like a bus, we went to a cafe, we went to a post office, trying to get Britain singing. But because we're in London, it's proving very, very difficult.
Mm.
They're just not up for it, are they?
No, I don't know why.
But today, we went somewhere where people love a good old-fashioned sing-along. Where do you think?
Football?
No.
Pub?
No.
It's a good idea, though.
Karaoke bar?
They love a sing-along in there, don't they?
They would.
That is a really good... I think they might sing in that one. Write that down.
Karaoke bar.
Yeah, write it down.
On it.
No, we went to the hairdressers. People love singing while they're getting a blow-dry. They do, though.
I'm just shocked at the fact that you think this. You must go to a very different hairdresser's to me.
They love singing.
Because I've never had anyone singing. Asking about my holidays, yes. Asking about my love life, yes. Not asking me to sing along.
They ask about your love life in the hairdressers.
Well, no, you know, like when you're chatting away, you just talk about, you know.
But women's hairdressers, you're in there for hours, aren't you?
Yeah.
So
once
you've
read
you've
all
be
the
doing
magazines,
something.
You've got...
Do you go under those dryers?
Oh, my God. I went under one of them for the first time, like, a few weeks ago.
Why didn't you send me a picture?
I thought, does this mean I've got really old really quickly? Like, am I suddenly 65?
Did you have the silver foil on your hair and reading a copy of Bella?
No, I didn't. But I thought it was quite exciting. I was like, oh, I've never been under one of these before. Then they set the little timer and you sit there and your head gets really hot.
Yeah.
And then you look at yourself in the mirror opposite and you think, I look like I'm on like some women's magazine advert.
Anyway, so here we are, about to go in.
Right, so we're outside the hairdressers.
The problem is they're all sitting there as well.
It's a captive audience.
It is, but I don't think they're interested in singing. They're all reading magazines.
Lady having a blow dry.
What, someone laughed there.
Which hairdressers did you go to?
The one just down the road.
The celebrity one?
It wasn't a normal one.
No, it is a really posh... There's the one across the road. It's a really posh one, and they've got loads of pictures of celebrities.
Mm, and they've That's got the a sign one. Outside.
And it's really... It's, like, way too posh for anyone of us to go to because it's so expensive.
But Sophie Dahl loves it. It says so on the blackboard outside.
And you went in...
And the Sugar Babes. They're always in.
I heard One Direction were in there the other day.
Absolute fact.
And you went in there.
Uh-huh. It's quite a posh one.
It is. It's silent when you go in there.
It's like, lovely, but it's yeah, you feel out of your depth.
Yeah,
I definitely didn't belong in there. They knew you. They didn't have a clue what I was doing there.
What?
Is that where you go to get your straightenings?
Sometimes.
Is it?
I have been in there, yeah.
What, because One Direction go there?
No. No, I didn't go there because One Direction get their hair cut there, no.
Oh, even worse is that you went there because you saw Sugar Babes loved it. Oh, I want to look like Heidi.
Okay, should we go in?
How are we doing this? Are we just straight in, or are we pretending to... Do we try and book an appointment or what?
We'll sit, like we're waiting to see somebody there on those seats.
All right.
And then we'll just go for it. We'll stand up.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, God. I can't get in. Right.
I get the shakes every time.
Why is Chris saying I can't get in? Is it like some special code for the door?
I pulled when you meant
but
to push.
The panic in your voice is like, I can't get in. This always happens when you two go out. Do you remember when you did the one on the bendy bus?
Mm.
And you were like, I don't know how to touch in. I can't touch in.
I can't
get on.
Yeah, but that's because he's never been on a bus before.
That's not true.
I've never been in a posh hairdresser's.
Oh, God. I can't get in. Right.
It was a heavy door.
It just seems to happen every time when you do this home and away game that one or both of you can't get in.
Oh, God. I can't get in.
Okay, so we're going in.
Okay, good. Oh, just hit my head.
The poor lady having her hair washed at the basins with her eyes closed is going to have a right shock.
Was that a celeb having their hair washed?
I couldn't really tell.
I couldn't tell, but she looked quite posh.
Mm. Might have been one of the Sugar Babes. So many of them, it could have been, probably was. Right, so what do you think? Will they sing in the hairdressers or not?
Well, it depends if the person at the basin is one of the Sugar Babes. Because if it is, I reckon Heidi would definitely go along with it.
Mm.
Whereas if not, really not.
Okay.
Because it's so posh that you'll just everyone will just stare you out until you have to leave.
It even stresses me out hearing this back. Okay, here we go.
You know we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star. And from the very first moment I saw you,
ooh,
I never felt such emotion.
Okay, now this is where Chris really steps up his game. I think this is the loudest Chris has ever sung. Would you agree?
I went for it.
I'm working on it. Just to know that you're there.
Everybody,
hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever. Closer each day. Home and away.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's good.
I think we better get out of here.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
They
did not like that. They did not like that. Oh, my word.
No one even smiled.
That went wrong. At least they sung in the other one. That did not go well.
Well done there, Chris, for your post-match analysis.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Well, it didn't.
In summary, they didn't like that.
Well, none of them sang.
No, they didn't, that's right.
I can't even speak after that.
Why?
You just, like, I can't believe you did it.
What do you mean?
I'm like...
You look genuinely disappointed in us. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Quite excited that I was on Countdown earlier. Thanks to everyone that tweeted me this. I didn't realise.
Did you not remember doing the numbers game?
No, I wasn't. They just mentioned the show, which is brilliant. You know, Rachel?
Oh, the new Carol Vorderman.
I'm sure she loves that. The girl that does the vowels and consonants. Rachel mentioned us earlier.
I know you've got a nice car. Would you prefer CDs, radio in the car?
I love listening to Scott Mills off of Radio 1. He's really funny. He plays this game where he goes down to a place called Stupid Street and asks people really just normal questions, and they come up with the most ridiculous answers. He once did one where he asked people, what would you like to be made into a musical that hasn't already been? And what do you think their answer was?
I have no idea.
One person said Countdown.
Oh, really?
Countdown the musical.
Countdown the musical.
Yeah.
Now, we're on at the same time as Countdown, so how does Rachel listen to us? Do you think she's got an earpiece and she's just listening secretly while she's doing the show? Because that would be bad, because that means she's not paying full attention to getting the vowels and consonants out. She's got us on in one ear. I like how the... despite the fact that she's a very, very intelligent person, you trust her to do all that maths and all that, she still says off of.
I love listening to Scott Mills off of Radio 1.
Loving really your work.
Funny.
Loving your work, Rach. Radio 1 Podcast. What's your name, please?
My name's Chris from Manchester.
Okay, Chris in Manchester. Where are you right now?
I've just got back to the depot from where I work. It's a courier firm in Manchester.
Okay, well, just start the Home and Away and see if anyone joins in.
Right.
How many people are there?
There's about 20. There's about 20 altogether. I'm going to go for it loud.
Let's go for it loud.
You know we belong together. What's the rest of it?
You and I forever and ever.
You and I forever and ever. I'm working on it. Just to know you are there.
Everybody!
Come on, everybody! Sing along! Here we go. I want to stay forever. Home and away. Come on, Ernie, sing it with me. Sing it. Home and away. Come on, Shiraz. Well, out of 25, it's three that sung it.
Joe, just the three people there.
That's better than you had in the hairdresser, Scott.
True.
Just the three of us.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time for some Dear Scott. Shimmy and music. And the Posh Radio 4 lady saying what you've been emailing us this week. What do you want to know? What do you want to tell me? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Dear Scott, Becky and the PR4L. In response to your discussions about having dinner in the bath, I know someone who drinks his coffee in the shower.
That's wrong. Now you
Do
weren't
you
here.
Eat your dinner in the bath?
No.
That is a ming.
You weren't here when we were discussing this on Monday. You know Mike off of Gemma? Gemma works upstairs. Mike's her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend, yeah.
He's got a new job, which is dusting old TV shows.
Oh, yes, and at the moment, isn't he doing Darling Buds of May?
That's it. And there's a picture, which is on my Facebook at the moment. What they did a lot in that show was eat dinner in the bath. I think you're going to love this when I show you. You're not agreeing with it, though, no?
No, I think it's weird to eat when you've got, like, warm water all around you. I think it's a bit odd. And also, why would you want to eat when you were naked?
Right.
Oh, it might be quite a good diet if eating naked, because you could just look down and go, oh no, I really am still quite chunky.
Really shouldn't have that cheesecake.
Yeah.
I'll show you the picture now.
Oh, there's Westwood with a moustache in the 1980s. Oh, that's horrible, that picture.
And look
who
it is.
Not Westwood, the picture of...
Look what it is.
David Jason naked with a cocktail and a... He's got a roast chicken.
Yeah, and some
a pork
gammon.
Pie. Oh, they've got a little table in the bar.
Yeah, they've got a tray and all sorts. We discussed this on Monday.
Where are their legs? Because that bath isn't big enough for both of them.
I don't really want to know.
A downside is that the coffee eventually gets weak and watery. However, an upside is that your beverage is constantly topped up. There's two sides to every story. I hope you find this information useful. Lots of love, Lucy Moore in Carlisle.
Coffee in the shower, I'm not feeling that.
I don't think you should put warm water from the tap in your mouth, should you?
I don't
Shouldn't
know.
Shouldn't you boil it first?
I'm up for trying doing a pot noodle in the shower.
Yes, because it would never end.
Yeah.
Think about it, it would just keep filling up. It would just be more and more and more pot noodle.
Then it would be get more and more, like, soupy and less nice.
Yeah, well, they can be watery at the best of times. This would just be a bit more watery
no,
than that.
Always add less water, make it thick.
It's worth a go.
Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and everyone else there. I was just wanting to ask, could you make your podcasts a lot louder? See, the other night I downloaded three at once, started listening to the first one, 5 minutes later the third one was starting. Turned out I'd fallen asleep, shocked Smiley. The shock, it had never happened before. What's wrong with me? Mark, laughing Smiley.
I don't think we can make the podcast louder, can we?
Well, I can, but it might go a bit distorted. Like, the louder you make it, the more, like, it affects the quality of it.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that. What we could do, though, and a lot of people do listen to our podcast as they're drifting off to sleep, what we could do occasionally is just go, "Bah!"
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What, right, Chris, next time we're talking, like, leave it a bit and then just do that.
All right.
Just for our podcast listeners, because they might be drifting off. It will just... snapping back into consciousness again.
Dear Scott, my fiancé and I are getting married in July next year. We were wondering if you would take up the opportunity to venture into wedding DJing. If this would completely undermine your high-powered career, what about sending Chris along? I doubt Becky would be interested. It's in Scotland, so I'll arrange a kilt and you can help yourself to the buffet. Would a wee sausage roll or sandwich tempt you?
Yes.
Love you, Pamela. Smiley.
Becky doesn't really DJ out, but she will now for a buffet.
I'll just put on a mix CD and sit and eat the food.
Oh, sorry, I touched your boob there. I didn't mean to.
Oh.
Are you up for it?
I'm well up for it. I've never been to Scotland.
You've never been to Scotland?
Nah.
Wow.
I'd love
Why
to go.
Not?
I've just never really had the opportunity. You went with Edinburgh Show, didn't you?
You will love it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would.
You would
you are allowed to go on your own. You don't have to just go with work.
No.
You just not had a chance.
I haven't had a chance. I'm up for doing the kilt
north
thing.
Of Watford.
Never been out of Pinner.
So you're up for it. Have you done weddings before?
I have, actually. Yeah, go on, I'll do it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a yes, because he gets to go to Scotland and DJ at a wedding. There we are. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky and Chris. I just want to say hi and tell you guys that you are amazing. I'm from Peru, and people here hear your podcast all the time. Kiss. I love Scott and Becky and Chris. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's nice.
That was rubbish. That was so rubbish.
Right, do it
again. Did that make you jump?
I was just like, what are you doing? Then I remembered that I told him to do it.
Yeah, but hopefully anyone listening to the podcast, that will have woken them up, right?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Hello, Peru. I didn't realise that the show was popular in Peru. Because they listen to what they say.
Hi, Scott, Becky and Chris. I just want to say hi and tell you guys that you are amazing. I'm from Peru and people here hear your podcast all the time.
Right, so maybe like I could be massively famous in Peru and not know about it. It's a bit like when, you know, McFly, when they go to South America, you wouldn't think this, but anywhere in South America, thousands and thousands of people greet them at the airport. They turn up to meet them. They go crazy for it. It's like when Westlife go to anywhere in Southeast Asia.
And Martin Clunes in Japan.
No.
What?
Really?
Yeah. I saw it on Come Fly With Me.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
So you think if you went to Peru, there'd be thousands of people at the airport?
Could be. You know, I don't know. I'm going to go. Craig David, same. When I was doing the desert trek with him in Kenya. It's like a god out there. The last night we were there, the local Kenyan press had printed something that Craig David was going to be in the area, and literally like nearly 1,000 people turned up just to meet Craig David. Seriously. Like when Nicole Scherzinger was on the other day. The Facebook was just full of people going, hello, we love you in Brazil. I might be a massive South American star and no one actually knows.
I think you should put it to the test.
By going there?
Yeah.
Hello, Peru. If anywhere else in South America is listening, do you think I get mobbed at the airport? That's what I'm after. It's scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Send me an email.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, who has seen that show off of Professor Brian Cox? See that programme the other day?
Oh, yes, I saw it on Tuesday night.
Wonders of the Universe. It's a brilliant show. I normally love it.
I didn't really... Well, I get it, but then a lot of it washes over me because I'm not very sciencey. But I like the way it's shot. It's quite arty, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's good. But was I the only one who found it incredibly depressing, the last episode?
Well, actually, not because we're all good.
Well, I'm not the only one, because Abby's been on, one of our listeners, and she was sat there all excited, ready to find out some wonders of the universe from Professor Brian, and it just turned into one long show about how we're all going to die. God, thanks, Brian.
I didn't realise the world was ending. Like, yeah, he knows the exact date, doesn't he?
Yeah, he knows everything. He's a professor. So here's my question to you. How many times did Professor Brian Cox say something thoroughly depressing on it, but it's brilliant, but depressing, on his big old downer of a show, Wonders of the Universe, the other night? Chris, what are you saying?
I'm going to go six.
Six depressing things?
It was on for an hour, and I think 52.
Oh, God.
OK, let's find out. Get yourself some Scott Mills points. You can have 10 points... if you get the amount of depressing things right. Here he is, Professor Brian Cox.
We all age as the years pass by, and people are born, and they live, and they die.
One. God.
Gradually, the Earth will become hotter and hotter. So there will be one last perfect day on Earth, but eventually the existence of all life on this planet will become impossible.
Two.
Our planet might not survive to this point, but if it does, little more than a scorched and barren rock will remain.
Brilliant.
Three.
In 6 billion years, our sun will explode.
Four.
The cosmos will eventually fade and die.
Five.
Proxima Centauri will eventually die.
God, six.
As the age of starlight ends, all but the dimmest flicker of light in the universe will go out.
Depressing. Seven.
We believe there are currently no black dwarfs in the universe. But despite never seeing one, we can still predict how they will end their days.
Is that eight now? God.
He went on about dwarfs, didn't he? Like red ones, white ones. Apparently the sun's going to be one once.
Eight.
There won't be a single atom of matter left. All that will remain of our once rich cosmos will be particles of light and black holes.
Oh, good.
Nine.
It's an inescapable fact of the universe, written into the fundamental laws of physics. The entire cosmos will die.
Ten.
Every single one of the 200 billion stars in our galaxy will go out.
Well, I might just put my head in the oven now.
Good times, eh?
Good times. I'm a 9 now. Was that 10? I think we're on 10.
Oh, we can't
play anymore. I'm so depressed.
And just as the death of the sun means the end of life on our planet, so the death of every star will extinguish any possibility of life in the universe. The fact that the sun will die and it will incinerate the Earth and obliterate all life on our planet in the process might sound a bit depressing to you.
Yes, it does. It does, Brian.
Might. Only might, though.
Just been saying.
Ever so slightly.
Wow. Anyone else on a bit of a downer now? That's not even the whole show, that's just bits of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I count 12. 12 depressing things there from Professor Brian Cox. Do you know what he needs to do? I've got a way where, like, Professor Brian can still tell us all this stuff, but not as depressing. They just need to change the music on that show.
We all die.
The sun will explode. The cosmos will die. There won't be a single atom of matter left. The entire cosmos will die. Every single one of the 200 billion stars in our galaxy will go out.
The sun will die.
The cosmos will die.
And we all die.
See, I feel better now. Podcast. Now, earlier, me and my friend Chris, hiya. We tried to get a sing-along going of the Home and Away theme tune. We've done it in previous weeks. It went wrong today. No one sang, and V embarrassing in the posh hairdressers. Who's this?
Katie.
Katie, where are you?
I'm in Barbad in Horsham.
And who are you with?
I'm with Jade and Vicky.
Okay, good. And what can I help you with?
We would like to sing Home and Away, please.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Wait, I'm in the middle of a bar.
No, that's fine. That's what okay. I want. I want it in the middle of the bar. How many people there?
Like 50.
Yes, go.
Okay, ready? You know we belong together. You and us forever and ever. I don't know the rest of it.
No matter where you are.
No matter where you are. Don't sing. You're my guiding star. And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Get everyone to join in.
Jade, sing it. Walking on air, just to know.
You know.
You are there.
Everybody in the bar.
Hold me in your arms, won't let me go. I want to stay forever. Oh, my God, we're getting chucked out.
Are you?
God. We got to stop, sorry.
Has someone come over?
Really
told off. Oh. Sorry about that. Oh, no, that's ruined your whole evening.
What? You say you've got as far from this bar, and I work here.
One of you works there.
Jade works here, and I think we just got chucked out.
Okay, brilliant. All right, I've got to go.
Wait, high five.
Okay, high five.
Wait. Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Let's get the Dear Scots on.
Hi, Scott. I have reinstated Rebecca Huxtable's Wikipedia page. Lots of people had worked on the page and added to it. But then, in April 2010, someone decided that she was not notable enough, can you believe it, and made her page redirect to the Scott Mills Show Wikipedia page. I think she is notable enough to have her own Wikipedia page. You can tell her I said that. So I have reinstated it as it was before, so that people can start adding to it again. There is currently no picture of her on it, though, so if you or she or someone from Radio 1 email me a suitable picture and full copyright permissions to release the image under free licence, I can send you a form from Wikipedia to fill out for this purpose, then I will upload it to Wikipedia so that it can be used on her page. It would be a good opportunity for her to choose a picture that she owns and would like to go on her Wikipedia page, as then she would get to choose a picture she likes. Also, yeah. Feel free to email me any reliably sourced information that anyone at Radio 1 has on Becky and that you think would be appropriate for her page, and I will add that too. I look forward to hearing from you. Jim Scott, Fishguard, Wales.
Incredible. This is brilliant news. I didn't even know you were on Wikipedia.
No, neither did I. This is really exciting. I am genuinely really excited because Matt Fincham used to have one and that was taken off. Mm. And I was a bit like, oh, how come he's got one and I haven't got one? Mm. I wasn't really, but it is exciting to be on there.
It's very exciting.
It's kind of weird, though.
And I quite like it that they're after, you know, information about you. And also...
I like it that I'm Rebecca Becky Huxtable.
And also they want photos, and I've got many I could send.
I think you should have to put all the content on. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not her.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm willing to provide the content.
What have you got?
I've got some brilliant pictures.
Oh, yes.
You at that Christmas party.
Oh, no!
Yes.
You haven't got that one because I deliberately made you look at it on my computer.
Uh-huh.
But you can also write the story about it on the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I've got an amazing one of it's me and Ed Westwick.
Oh, where you're Becky, I'm like a Tonka truck.
No, he is.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one as well. yeah, well, I'll be in touch. I'll keep your email and I will get back to you with lots of info. And let's really build up Becky's Wikipedia entry. Next.
Dear Scott, thanks for ruining my day.
What did I do? What happened?
You see, I'm a Spanish cyclist that uses your daily podcast to make the long and cold morning trainings more bearable. Because of a crash last week, I have a pretty bad bruise on my ribs. You know, the kind of bruise that makes breathing in and out extremely painful.
Ow.
While training this morning, I was trying not to move too much or breathe in heavily because the pain was killing me. Then the Aussie News Reporter clip came in. The first time, I giggle a little bit. But as you said, anticipation is the worst part, and I started laughing uncontrollably. As I laugh harder and harder, the pain was growing exponentially. I couldn't pedal. I was going sideways on the road while holding my ribs with one hand and holding onto the handlebar with the other. The reporter continued doing the hiccups and I thought I was going to die. Finally, it stopped. I thought the misery had finished. Little did I know that next on my playlist was the Friday podcast where you played the clip again. I can't even begin to imagine the thoughts of the drivers passing me by. A guy crying, laughing, with one hand holding his belly and about to fall from the bike. Saludos from the sunny Spain, Bruno.
Saludos. Hi there, Spanish listeners. Yes, this is the hiccuping newsreader from Australia. You missed this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. We played it last week and then Chris Moore's played it the day after. And, three days after. Yeah.
We notice in the system it's been edited by Matt Fincham.
Oh, right.
Probably to make it less funny.
Yeah. 3 days after. That's really not on the ball, is it? But
no. I bet he saw it in Metro.
Yeah, probably saw it in Metro and thought, well, that looks funny, I'll play that. Anyway, here it is.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. John Moncrief denies anything sinister about the group, despite the ombudsman describing it as secretive with the potential for illegal activity.
She's good, isn't she? She carries on. She's a trooper. So that's from last week, yeah.
But she does it with, like, she's so nonplussed by the whole thing. It sounds like she does it every day like that. Do you think it's like her kind of... What's the word? Like her... Not
USP?
Catchphrase. Yeah.
What, that she is a hiccuping newsreader all the time?
We would have heard about before, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we would have, yeah.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and PR4L, I just wanted to email in to say thank you. My routine is to get into bed at the end of the day and listen to your podcast through my iPod pillow awesome thingy my brother got me. However, while trying to sleep, I heard the clip of the hiccuping newsreader. I was nearly asleep when it came on and then got completely woken up because I was snorting with laughter, yeah. Smiley. So, although I then had to try to get back to sleep, I'd like to say thanks for always making me laugh. High five. I love you, Chris. Smiley. Jessie.
Oh, Jessie loves you, Chris. Hey.
Is that your girlfriend?
No. It's not.
Ooh.
Oh! Ooh. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris... TOTDS and PR4L.
She got a sock over her face now.
A while ago, you were talking about clicking the random article option on Wikipedia to find yourself a band name. I was with some friends at the weekend and I told them about this, as we are thinking of starting a band but as yet have no name. They were well up for it. But when I clicked on it, the first four titles I got were List of Battles Fought During Ramadan by Muslims, Women's Progressive Commemorative Commission, A15 Highway, brackets Sri Lanka, and Foreign Relations of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. My friends were not impressed. So, Scott, I'd like to thank you for making me look a complete idiot in front of my friends. Winking smiley. Love you, bye. Lottie, 16, in Roehampton.
Love you, bye, Lottie.
If you're not careful, your band will be called... Rebecca Ducky Huxtable.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.